Hello?
Hello?
Hi. My name is Sarah Griesel. I'm from Kansas.
Hi, I'm Shelley here. I'm from San Jose. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is my first time doing this.
Okay. Welcome.
Oh, thanks.
So would you like to speak first?
Well, I guess I could. And the question was, if we were offered $1 million, if we would, the only thing is we wouldn't talk to our best friend again. Oh, that would be a tough one. You know, I'd love to have the money. I could think of all the things I could spend it on, but I think I would be lost without my best friend, not being able to talk to him, you know. Help celebrating, like, and if you get a new job or anything, they're always there for you. Or if you're sad, you know, you can always talk to them.
Right.
What do you feel about the subject?
I feel the same way because, I mean, no, money is very important, definitely, and $1 million is a dream come true for me. I mean, I can actually imagine, I mean, the kind of things I can buy and travel and do whatever I want to in life. But then again, I just can't, I mean, stop talking to my best friend. That's like, just, I can't do that. I mean, I've been so close to her. She has been my friend since my school days. So I share almost everything with her, whatever problems, whatever successes that I've faced in life, everything I have to share with her.
And they know so much about you and
everything. I mean, any little problem, any little thing that you have in your life, you can always go and talk to her about it. It's really nice. It really feels nice. You know, you can share your burdens with her, your joys with her, your sorrows with her. That way. So seriously, money is definitely important, but that
I don't think it's that important, right? I mean,
not to sacrifice a friendship for it, right? You can't do that.
Does your best friend does she live close by?
She's actually in India, and I'm from India.
I
just came here last year, so we are still in touch through mail. I call her on and off once in a while, but you know, anything that I want to discuss, I always since the internet facility is so rampant now, so I can always make kind of mail to her and ask her for her suggestions, because she's always been, you know, she always has something to tell me. If there is anything that I feel that I need to discuss with her, she's always there for me. She always stands by me.
Yeah, there's just having a best friend, it's just having someone that you can always count on, you know? You could just tell them anything.
And, like, she has been with me since we were in standard sixth. So it's been, I guess, about almost 20 years now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But you email back and forth then?
Yeah, yeah, very regularly. And she's going to have a baby very soon, so I'm very excited about that.
Oh, wow. Is this the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What about your best friend?
She lives actually, we just got out of college, and and I lived with her in college, and then she is going to be going, she's only lives about 9 miles from me.
Oh,
so
that's really nice.
Yes, it is nice. And I get to talk to her on the phone, and we email jokes back and forth. So yeah, I feel for you not being able to see her. When was the last time you saw your best friend?
That was before I got married. That was last year.
Oh.
And I really miss her sometimes, you know.
Sometimes
you feel like, you know, talking on a one-on-one basis, you have to be facing the other person also. So, it really, I mean, that is not possible right now, but still we are very close otherwise.
Exactly. It would be hard to be, like, just talk over the email. It's a lot.
Sometimes you really want to have the person physically in front of you, right?
Exactly. You just need them to be there.
So next time when I plan to go to India, I definitely would meet her.
When is your, do you have any plans to go?
That's probably by the end of this year. Let's see. There's nothing definite as yet, but probably.
But keeping your fingers crossed, maybe that'll happen.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You are very lucky. You have a friend so close by, and I mean.
Yes, I am. I actually have a couple friends I consider my best friends, and it's nice.
Okay.
I'm always there for them, and like right now I'm looking for a job, so I'm always keeping them, I'm always like, oh, telling them my sorrows, or I'm like, I haven't heard anything yet, and they're always just reassuring, saying, I'm sure you'll hear something, don't worry, and it's just very comforting.
I know, I seriously understand. I mean, there have been a couple of episodes in my life in the past where I've been really hurt badly. And my friend was always there to stand by me. I mean, she kind of consoled me and supported me during those hard times. So it was, I mean, I really look upon her. I mean, I really respect her for that. And I appreciate what she's done for me. So no way money can be substituted for her. No way.
Definitely not. I mean, And I kind of laugh. I'm like, who would give you $1 million and ask you this? But,
yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, but.
So who's your other close friend?
My other close friend, I've known her from, like, since I was, like, 7 or 8. We were in 4-H together. I don't know if you know what 4-H is, but
okay.
Just kind of a club that you get together in when you're kids and you do little projects, like you
mm-hmm.
take care of stuff. And so I've known her from that, and we kind of grew up together. And right now she's going to be graduating with her master's degree from
okay.
K-State on Friday, and I have to work. It's my last day with them. I teach
uh-huh.
preschool, so.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, it's my last day with kids before summer, so I wish I could be there for her, and I'm so excited for her, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of letting her down, you know, but I know she's not too worried about it, but
yeah,
I wish I was there.
Okay, the same thing happened with me. When I was getting married, my friend couldn't attend it because she had one of her medical exams to appear for.
Uh-huh.
It was one of very important exam, so
exactly.
obviously there was no way she could make it, but she
uh-huh.
was so apologetic, and, like, we spoke over the phone, and she was like, oh, I really want to attend your wedding. It's always been my dream to see you married and stuff like that, but obviously, I mean, there's no way she could attend it.
Oh, no.
So that was really bad. I felt really bad because I wanted her to be close to me. You know, that was the most important day in my life.
Exactly. You
want to
be surrounded by the people you love.
Yeah, I know. But unfortunately, she couldn't make it. But then, you know, you can't do anything about that.
Mm-hmm. No. So did you get married just a year ago?
Yeah, just a year back.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I got married back in July, so.
Okay, and that was last year?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I didn't...
Okay.
Did you meet your husband over here? Does your best friend know him? Has he ever met your best friend?
They've just, like, spoken over the phone, that's it. They've not met face-to-face.
Uh-huh.
Because he was here in the U.S. and I was in India, so he just came down for the marriage, and she couldn't attend the marriage, so they couldn't
They never got
see
to meet
each other,
that way.
So they just spoke over the phone, and I'm glad they liked each other at least.
Yeah, really? Have you ever thought about having her come over here and visit?
Probably. Let's see. She has plans of coming down to Canada sometime in the near future, so probably if she pays a visit to Canada, then I'll definitely call her here as well, if that's possible.
Wow.
You know. And now, since she's so far away from me, I realize her importance in my life even more now.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, there is sometimes when I really, really, really feel like dying. I'm dying to speak to her, but it's not possible. You know,
how expensive is it to call her?
It is about 50 cents a minute or something like that to India. But it depends on different cities in India. So the capital is about 50 cents, and
uh-huh.
the other cities is more expensive.
Really?
So it's not always, well, if I had $1 million, then I would have called her up every day, but again.
That would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know how much it would cost her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
goodness.
That's the disadvantage of, you know, coming to another country and something like that. But, well, that's life, I guess.
Yeah, is she going to be a doctor? Is that what you said?
Yeah. She already is a doctor now. She is doing her specialty in dermatology.
Oh, wow.
And very soon she's going to have a baby as well. So.
Oh, that is so exciting.
I so much wanted to be her child, but that's, I guess, when I visit India, then only it's going to be possible.
Really?
So I have to do with the photographs, I think, now. But I
mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, does she have a digital camera or something? You could take pictures and send it over the email?
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, you already have, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, well, that was good. You have at least a couple sources of ways to get in contact with her.
Right. Thankfully, the net thing is there now. Otherwise, it's like, you know, at least you can mail to each other every day.
Uh-huh.
They're not too expensive in India also. Out here, it's very reasonable. So mailing is a very good thing, I believe. Even though I can't call her so often, but...
Uh-huh. How much does it cost to mail a letter? Like, I know a stamp is like 37 cents.
Email is, I guess, free. It's just the monthly cost of the internet. I don't write those snail mails because I'm not in the habit of writing now.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you did that.
But, yeah, she has a computer at her place, so we exchange mails practically every day.
Oh, that's great. You have contact that way.
Yeah, that way. So what about you? You get, like, you see each other almost every
yeah,
day?
Yeah, we usually probably see each other once a week. And
okay.
And it's
I
nice. She only lives about 9 miles out. And she got married last summer also, so we kind of have things in common, you know.
Yeah,
and
right.
I feel sorry for her because her husband, he did a lot. He